you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Right now on Earwolf, it's time for another Improv for Humans holiday special. And this year, all your favorite Christmas characters are banding together to try to save Christmas from COVID-19. Check it out along with more classic Improv for Humans holiday specials re-released for the 12 days of Christmas. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, Jess, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
With the spooky bells featuring Scott Passarella, Scream of Pianists, Pianist of Screams. What is that patch called?
Piano and Bells.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. I know it's disappointing.
No.
We got Fret Morris, that feeling.
You've oops.
But Fret is a form of fear.
Sure is. It's also that a homonym feeling, for the thing that we
the call... feeling when the core hits.
Yes.
Don't jam on his intro, Zach.
I'm so sorry. You finish it.
Fret Morris, that feeling when the chord hits you with an axe.
Yes, it's Fret on the frets.
Yes, he's quite the axe man. Good? Was that good? Did we do it?
Honestly, perfect.
Guess what? This is all treat, no trick. We got a guest joining us, and we're pretty freaking excited to have him back on the pod.
You know him from graveyards and also cemeteries.
And also Super Ego. And also mascots on Stitcher Premium.
Or should we say Stitcher
Screamium? Please welcome Mark McConville!
Hello!
Welcome back!
We're in a global health pandemic, but there's not a lot of people at graveyards, and you can just go and hang out there. I also like cemeteries.
And that's so fun.
If you need a wide open space to get some fresh air, I recommend just walking around where they bury bodies.
And some quiet.
Yeah. That's
very peaceful.
That's a great social distance tip.
What is the difference between a graveyard and a cemetery?
The eye of the beholder.
I was going to say latitude.
Whoa, cool.
North of the Mason-Dixon line, it's a graveyard. South, it's a cemetery.
Cemetery.
I like that.
I feel like cemetery has some pomp and circumstance to it, and graveyard is just a down and dirty hole where you throw the dead people.
A graveyard is a bone hole.
Yeah, graveyard is just, I got $16 to bury Uncle Ned.
It's a bone hole with dead flowers on top.
Yeah.
Cemetery's big business.
Cemeteries, we got obelisks. We got
I feel like cemeteries crypts. More often have, you know, not just a plaque, an above ground marker, you know, something that's standing up.
Quick question, real quick. So a crypt, a subsection of a cemetery, right? Because a crypt is like... one of those underground places?
No, a crypt is an above ground.
The whole thing? I've been spending a lot of time in cemeteries.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I should have let Mark talk. Yeah. Sorry, Mark. I can't believe I jumped in on your expertise there. That was so whack of me.
It's above ground.
It's above ground.
And it's its own thing?
Well, what's the difference between a crypt and a mausoleum?
Okay. A mausoleum holds many a people, and they're more in those drawer type holdings, also above ground. A crypt I associate more with like a certain amount of money. Like this is the Montgomery crypt and there's only like 7 people in here and they're all of like a highfalutin family.
But it's on the Montgomery property. It wouldn't be.
It could be in a graveyard.
Okay. Like, so a graveyard can have multiple crypts.
Oh yeah.
I ask because the crypt keeper is not looking out for the whole graveyard. He's private keeper for crypt.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, or is he the keeper of all crypts?
He's the crypt. Is the plural of crypt.
But someone's got to watch over all the crypts.
Someone who watches who keeps the crypt keeper.
Right.
Great
question. Great
question. What do you guys want to be when you're gone? Do you want to be burned up to ashes and thrown in a river?
Dust.
Do you want to be in a drawer?
My friend. No drawers.
No. I would do that thing where you get compressed into like a tree seed pod.
I like that.
That's nice.
But I'm still going to be for sure ashes first.
Yes. Must be dust.
You can put some of that dust in the tree if you want. You can. Well.
My will is just going to say must be dust.
Must be dust.
Yeah, I think it's pretty whack that we bury people, honestly. We're running out of room. We can't. And also the like idea. Well, first of all of that stuff is for the grievers. So if they read must be dust and they're like, actually, we prefer her in a drawer. Go ahead. I don't really care. Yeah. But like if that makes those people feel happier that I'm in a drawer instead of must be dust, I'm not. It's chill. But my preference is must be dust.
Yeah. If let's be clear, if you want to get buried, anyone listening to this, live your dream. If that's go for it.
Whatever's appropriate to your customs.
Yeah, for sure.
I support that.
I have a slight environmental judgment on it. But there will come a time when we can't do it, but for sure I understand.
Especially because we don't just put the bodies in the ground and let them decompose. We put them full of chemicals and then put those chemicals in a box. And put the box in the ground.
Yeah.
And the box is not necessarily biodegradable either.
Often not.
It's designed not to degrade.
Right.
So what are we doing?
Yeah. So, yes, absolutely. I want to echo Zach's live your truth. And I want to echo Mark's follow your custom. You're just going to get a twinge of.
You're going to get. I'm turning my head and I'm looking at you from the side.
I just think as a practice, we can't do it forever and ever and ever. Brett wants to be a skeleton. Brett, that's what I want for you too.
I honestly just was, as we were talking about this, I was like,
you want to be bones?
Well, I don't want to be bones. I mean, in this musical, I want to be bones and I will. But like...
Whoa, really calling your shot.
Yeah. I mean, this one's about skeleton. Everyone's a skeleton. This is a skeleton one. I don't normally do this, but this is a skeleton one where everyone's a skeleton.
Eight ball corner pocket. I'm going to be a skeleton.
I'm going to be a skeleton. Also, this is rude to do as an improviser, but surprise, Jess, you're going to be a skeleton. Mark, you're also going to be a skeleton.
There's
going to be skeletons in this one. And that's just it. But I was just thinking of like, if we stop burying people, if we all are dust, then there are no more skeletons of people.
And I think that might be okay.
Well, it'd be good for the zombie apocalypse because there would no, like, you never see, like, the demon come up from the underworld and be like, I will reanimate the body.
But are you saying we need some skeletons so future scientists can study our future, like, anthropologists can study our skeletons? That's legit. Okay, some of you get to be skeletons.
We get three. Every country gets three.
Every country. What about, though, the environmental impact of burning up everyone? Isn't there going to be fumes and smoke coming out of the crematorium?
Okay.
See?
Okay.
You got to think about this
stuff. Right. You're right.
So we need a big...
Okay, hot take. I just finished Dune. Can we do whatever they do?
What do they do in Dune? It's been a while.
They reclaim your water.
Well, yeah, got to do that.
Yeah.
So we have to pick between polluting the earth and polluting the air.
No, we can do a big rot hole where we let everyone become dust slowly over time in a big rot
this
hole.
This is exactly what people come
big
to Halloween episodes
hole.
For.
You guys been
the
down
actual
to the rot
like
hole.
Truthful debate about what the best environmental practice is for how to deal with corpses.
We still have not, we've not talked the old Viking burial at sea.
Yeah, ooh, shoot a flaming arrow into a ship as it
fun
goes away,
and or just like wrap up your body like a water mummy and drop it in to be whale food.
Okay,
just drop me off the back of a boat.
Do you think that's such a treat for whales?
Aren't they? I mean,
herbivores.
No, they eat plankton. So, but they're omnivores. But I don't think they're like big bites.
Well, they're only because they don't have lots of yummy dead bodies to chop.
Orcas are hump humping, but
they want you. They want you alive and kicking. They like the thrill of the hunt.
Oh my gosh, how are we going to be skeletons? We're going to have to find a way.
No problem. I got you. We cut to a bunch of orca whales. Did you hear what they're doing back on the land? Every single person is a skeleton.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Every single one. Yep. Every single person is now a skeleton.
Have you heard what they're doing up on the land?
What they're doing up on the land?
They're burying and burning up all the mans.
Burying and burning mans.
Some of them are going into the sea. You can see them, you and me. Have you heard what they're doing on the land?
That's a good point. I just chomped a body and it tasted good. I just chomped a body and it tasted good. I had given up on the idea of eating a human. I thought I never would. But I just chomped a body and it tasted good.
Have you heard? They're doing up on land. Everyone is now a skeleton. Or they're not a skeleton and they're food in the sea. What a great day for you and me. And also I'm glad we get so much gossip from above.
So I guess there are three kinds of people that the people can be.
One, two, three.
Skeletons, gossipers, bodies being thrown in the sea.
And those are the only three.
Have you heard what's going up on the land?
What's going up on the land?
It's you and me. We're gonna eat some skeletons.
Wait! Whales can go on land. Is that the latest rumor? That we can go on land and chomp chomp from head to toe and foomer.
Yes, we all developed feet that we initially thought were tumors. We can go up and eat those skeletons and people, that's the rumor. And I just chomped a body and it tasted good.
Have you heard what's going on?
I just chomped a body and it tasted good.
Have you heard what's going up on the land?
There are three ways they can be. One is a skeleton. One is food in the sea. One is a gossiper. But what about you and me? We're going on land. Clack, clack, clank. Clack, 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 clack. Bryce, when you first suggested that we opt for skeleton, once we heard there were only three things to be as a human, I was like, I don't know, I might miss having hair, skin, organs, but I was never a great dancer before I was a skeleton, and now everything I do looks so awesome.
Bryce, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but oh gosh, this is great. I love it. Check this out. Clickety-clack.
Bryce, thank you so much, man.
Bryce. He's so popular now. It's like he won't even talk to us because he told everyone to be a skeleton.
Bryce, Mir, Bryce.
Are you? Oh, sorry, guys. I'm distracted.
Oh my gosh, were you talking to Bethany?
Yeah, and I've been working long hours at the rot hole.
Man. Dude, you're so, oh,
your
man.
Social standing has skyrocketed, Bryce.
It's a lot to handle. I was pretty dorky before, but skeleton life is the life for me.
It's like you never sort of know.
You never sort of know. Like, well, I'll just pick up from Ty since we are twins and think a lot of the same
you
thoughts.
You never sort of know. Thank you, T. We're no, Ty right. and T.
Twins.
Thank you. You never sort of know what your bones look like under your skin. So maybe it's like you have sort of a... I mean, looks are all subjective, but maybe you have like an average looking body, but like your skeleton is a 10. Maybe,
but
you know what I
mean? You guys knew me in the before times.
Sure.
I was hideous.
No.
I had skin problems.
Oh, Bryce.
I had patchy hair all over my body.
We could see that there was some diamond in the rough there, but yeah, man, being 15's tricky. Now that we're all bones, it's a great equalizer. Hey, do you guys mind that I'm playing on my ribs?
Not at all. Do you mind if I sort of, play a little clavicle to go along with it?
Ooh, that's so nice, Ty.
Growing up can be very hard.
Very hard.
Your skin has acne and your belly is full of lard.
Full of lard.
But now things are different. As you can see, we're skeletons. 1, 2, 3, and I like things now that we've changed.
Whoa, no bones about it. Now we're all hot.
No bones about it. Now we're all hot.
We're the sum of the things we got and not what we're not. So
no bones about it. Now we're hot.
I used to think, oh no, my Adam's apple, I can barely grapple. It's so large and in and out, it fills me with insurmountable doubt.
And I don't even know where to begin. Had the exact same thought because we're twins. My Adam's apple, much too big, and then much too small, and then much too big again.
But no bones about it, now we're hot.
No bones about it, now we're hot.
The same beauty is only skin deep, but I think we can go deeper a lot, because
no bones about it, now we're hot.
We're hot.
Bryce, but that's why you're the leader, man.
We're hot, but especially you're hot, Bryce.
Yeah,
well,
you're
I'm glad
idea.
It changed for me, finally. I'm so glad to be rid of skin, internal organs, a yep. brain, eyeballs, my weird lips,
war,
all of it.
War's gone now?
Yeah.
We don't fight over resources anymore? Because we're just bones.
Well, except for the people who chose to still be gossipers, which is just like, oh my gosh, what a weird look. You could, like, okay, you could be a skeleton, whale food, or a gossiper.
I get why you wouldn't choose whale food.
Yeah, that was obviously, I think only like 4 people in the entire population chose that.
But I mean, whatever, what, have you looked at the ocean lately? It's just a bunch of whales with big bibs on, kind of poking their heads out, going...
Actually,
looking around for who's next.
You guys, I think I saw something even crazier than whales wearing bibs.
Hold on. Let's try to guess.
Okay.
You saw a candy store open after 9 p.m.
Well,
no, I wish.
Okay. You were just waking up in the morning.
Uh-huh.
But then you checked your alarm clock.
Sure.
And the power went out. And actually, it was after 9 p.m. and you went outside and a candy store was still open.
No, I wish.
Okay. I think I know. It was late at night.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And you'd already eaten something salty and you'd already eaten something sort of like savory.
Umami. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then you just had this craving and you went out of your house.
Uh-huh.
And lo and behold, a candy store was open.
No. I wish.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
The time was 8 p.m. Specifically, 8
okay,
p.m.
Okay, yes. Ding. That part's right.
Okay.
It was 8 p.m. specific time.
Right. I love that we normalized all the time zones. There's only specific time now. And you went outside.
Uh-huh.
And the and clouds covered the moon.
Uh-huh.
And the land was ensorcelled in darkness.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Ty, this is all right.
And you stared across the sea.
Yes, Ty.
And you saw a ripple upon the water.
Yes, Ty.
And then peeking out of the water, an ominous shape.
Yes, Ty.
And then... an hour had gone by, and you saw a candy store, and it was still open.
No.
Okay.
I don't
have any
wish.
Guesses.
All right. Your guesses are out.
But I got close with the last one.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
It was 8 p.m. specific time when I felt a chill run down my spine. I opened my window, looked out at the circling fog. The night had a chill that got to my bones. Remember that now I'm bones alone. But the chill was still quite a chill to be known. And there were ripples from the sea. Ripples from the sea. I took my bone legs and feet, walked out down to the pier.
Did you pass the candy store?
I passed the candy store.
Was
they
it
said,
open?
Close, don't come in here. And I looked to the window, saw gummies, chocolates inside, but there were no lights on it. It closes at 5. 5 is very early. At least they could stay till 6. But this is the time of treats and tricks. And the ripples from the sea.
Ripples from the sea.
There were ripples from the sea. Ripples from the sea. An open store for candy. And then I saw three whales walking. There were like three whales on 2 feet. And they were walking and were talking. And they were killer whales, in fact. Orcas by another name. Walking and talking like that was so plain.
Three whales walking.
Three whales walking.
Three whales walking. Three whales walking.
Walking on 2 feet, but no way for me to buy candy. 2 weeks.
And the candy store was closed. The whales are walking around now?
Yeah, did I not break that part? Did I spend time on the fog and not enough time on about how there were three orcas who grew feet and were fully walking?
I don't know about Bryce.
I was mostly focused on the candy store that closed at 5.
Yeah. Can you believe in this economy?
Why would you do that?
Candy is a post-dinner treat often, and I'm not even thinking about it until after dinner, which I'm meeting at 6:30 at like the earliest.
Now, I'm sorry, dudes. Do you think there's a single month that is more of a candy mo than October?
Absolutely no. If I was... Like, if I'm a candy stow, right, and it's the Mo of Octo, I'm definitely staying O until 11 o'clock for show.
11-0?
11-0 for show.
Ty, Is there any chance that that was just three skeletons in whale costumes? I mean, it is the Mo of Octo.
I don't know.
And people wear Costo during this time.
They do. But let me ask T, who's the one that saw it. T, any chance that those were people in costumes in the Mo of Octo?
Okay, let me think on a Mo. The Mo of Octo could just been three skeletons in costume, Costo for show. No, they were like faux show really big. And I don't think that weight of that costume with the glossy sheen that it had and the sort of turgid nature of it could be supported by three skeletons.
Oh, so it was six skeletons, just two standing on each other's shoulders.
I don't know, Bryce. I don't think they could support the mass.
And let's be honest. Ever since we all became Bones, Gossip, or Whale Food, those of us that chose Bones have like been messing around with accessorizing and costumes are huge, but they don't fit the sort of same
Honestly,
way that they used to.
I feel like I do need to just air this out. You guys haven't said anything about my scarf. And I was like trying so hard to let it go. I was trying to be like, hey, you know what? There's a lot going on. We've all only been skeletons for like 3 days.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I'm going to be brutally honest with you right
now. Okay, that's what I want.
Ever since I literally don't have eyeballs anymore, I feel like I am way, way less perceptive of the things around me. And I'm working on that, but it is 100% me and not you. That scarf is popping.
Okay, thank you. I do like that how, though we'd have no eyes and brains, we still can see, talk, think.
Sure.
I mean,
but we do it different. We do it with magic now. Now it's magic.
Yeah, Bryce?
I thought maybe you were just holding on to your past. We don't need the confines and constricts of clothes anymore.
Oh my gosh, Bryce. And this is why you're the leader, man. I mean, that's a mirror being held up to me, much like the window of the candy store.
Yeah, pause,
but I
pause,
do have a question
pause.
For you.
Oh, sorry, answer your question, but also, no. What's your question, Bryce?
See?
Yeah.
I saw a gossip wearing a scarf like that.
Are you serious? Well, I don't want to be anything like a gossip.
No kidding. They're the worst.
I mean, okay, I agree, but like Bethany is always, is Bethany a gossip or is Bethany Bones?
Bones.
I thought so too, but I feel like I always see Bethany hanging out with a bunch of gossips and I'm like, is she both? And then I'm like, can you be both?
Wait, we're kind of being both right now.
What?
That's true. We're in all this talking. I never really thought to turn that camera around back on myself. Cause I was telling tales out of school about what I heard about Bethany and her being a gossip. But is the gossip me?
Cause I was throwing smoke up behind the school. Cause talking shit about other people, it felt pretty cool. But it's not.
It's not cool to be mean.
It's not really part of the skeleton scene.
Not cool.
Not cool
to be mean. It's really not part of the skeleton scene. It's not what we're about. We're better now.
We're impeccable in thought and word.
And body and mind.
Yeah, after I became Bones, the next thing I did was read the four agreements. And honestly, I didn't have integrity in that moment.
Can you recap that for all of us real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Here we go.
Yes, it's a little idea about how we can be more. With some simple agreements. In fact, there are four.
Can't wait to hear them.
And they are simple, yes indeed. Super, super simple for me to explain to thee. And one of them is to be impeccable with your word and deed.
Yeah.
Number two, don't take anything personally.
That's right.
One, don't make out an ass to you and me, and don't make assumptions. And there's one more presumption: always do your best.
It's not cool to be mean. That's really not part
of the skeleton scene.
Oh, it's not cool.
Not cool
to be mean. It's really not part. Oh, that's really not pie. It's really not pie.
Really not pie.
It's really not pie.
It's really not pie.
It's really not. It's really not pie.
It's really not. It's really not.
No, 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 no. Not part of the skeleton scene.
Hey, guys.
Bryce, Bethany's here.
Hi, Bryce. Hi, oh. Ty. Hi, T.
Hey, Bethany.
Were you guys just talking about the four agreements? It's so cool. I actually have them framed from Etsy. I just wanted to see if you guys wanted to take cover with the rest of us in this crypt, because a bunch of whales are here. A bunch of whales are here.
Really?
Yeah. A bunch of whales are here. And I wanted to see if, like, you three wanted to take cover with me and some of my gal pals in this crypt until we understand what's going on with these whales.
Are they gossipers? Because we're really not supposed to be, around gossipers. We're supposed
Mark,
to stay.
Oh my gosh. I would love for you to not make assumptions about gossipers. And
God, I did it. I broke an agreement.
Bryce, it's okay, though, because, like, we're all learning about all sorts of things. Like, first of all, as soon as we all became bones, we were like, oh, gender is nothing.
But there is still a weird hierarchy that I can't wrap my brain around.
For sure.
Things never die.
Honestly, everyone just needs to do their best to remember we've all been bones for only 3 days. So, I mean, we're new to this and we're just like fresh baby fawns falling out of their mothers and trying to walk right away. And
figuring
maybe
it out
we should
with the help of magic.
Yeah, also, we don't really understand, like, the length and breadth and depth of our magic. So it's, like, it's a lot. It's a lot.
I still am grappling with the fact that the president of the United States is the one who mandated that everyone had to select whether they would be bones, gossips, or whale food.
And
we had to make that decision so fast.
So fast.
Not only that, mandated it to every country on the world.
But that's why I wish I was 18 so I could have voted for Jimmy Carter. I love these kind of outside the box ideas.
Me too. I wish I could have been part of it because, like, honestly, this is, I feel like we're making a better society. But yes, Bethany, to your point, let's go to that crypt.
Okay, great. Clack, 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 clack. Did I sound like a humpback or what? Huh. Come on, you guys. Wait, I thought coming on land we'd be able to get more humans since only four freely selected to be our food, but now they're all hidden or something, and most of them are bones. Wait.
Do you smell that?
Yeah.
What?
Do you guys smell that?
Look at that giant pit over there.
Oh, I was smelling this thing over here. I was smelling this closed candy store. Can you believe they would close at 5 in
what
the Mo of Octo?
It's just here across the street. Is this a giant crevasse with a bunch of old humans in it?
Hi, you guys. Sorry, you guys left without me. You guys left the sea without me.
Oh,
that is a rot pit.
Oh, did you? Yeah, you. I'm sorry. Yeah, Spence. Glad you could.
Yeah,
join.
You guys ran up to the surface without me.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was kind of like.
I almost felt like you're trying to ditch me.
No.
I feel like I said, like, yo, everybody on land.
Oh, I didn't
hear Carl,
that.
You did like a classic circle up before we left. You were like, all right, last, anyone going ashore, you know?
Yeah, let's try walking.
I didn't hear that. I was buried in a bunch of wet books, though, so it was sort of hard.
Oh.
I was focused. It's probably. Anyway, yeah, that's a rot pit.
Ooh, a rot pit. Mm.
Before the humans all decided to be bones, some of them, they were, for a couple years, just all throwing themselves in a big, smelly pit, letting themselves rot.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
I read it in a wet history book.
So this is like a lobster hole or like a crab
it's
pile?
Very much like a lobster hole and a crab pile or a turtle tower.
Do you guys remember at my bachelor party when we just went ham on that? Oh, sorry, Spence, you weren't there. But that's honestly because you and me weren't connecting that much yet, and I wanted to keep it small.
It sounded, when I heard the stories around it, though, oh my gosh, it sounded so fun.
It was mostly
just like... Are you about to tell
like,
the lobster hole story for your bachelor party?
It was mostly just like my brother-in-law, and like 60 friends. So it was like, it wasn't that big.
Yeah.
If I were getting married today, dude, you would absolutely probably be there.
I've been to so many bigger parties. You know what I mean? Like, this really was intimate.
This was kind of like an intimate one. You know? I wanted to just like, you know.
I know about it because everyone in the community sort of talks about it all the time and holds it up as such of like a gold standard.
Yeah.
It changed the way that whale bachelor parties were.
Yeah. Well, like, people heavy be like,
I remember where I was when Trevin had a bachelor party.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it did get kind of huge, but like, I didn't know that was going to happen. It started off small. It started off tame. Just a couple of my bros and my best friends. It started off chill. It started off relaxed. Just a bunch of my closest best friends and getting into a big hole of lobsters. But from there, oh man. Well, yeah, I guess it got out of hand.
It started off small, not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Then I started DMing people, anyone that could touch or hear or feel. They all showed up to have a good time, and then it kind of got out of hand.
I heard so much partying and screaming in the street. I was like, wonder what's going on there. I'll just take a peek. And I opened the door, and it immediately got silent, and everyone was like,
hey.
I guess I'll go back inside.
Yeah, oh, sorry about that moment, man. It was honestly just like I was wasted on crustacean.
Cursed wasted,
I was totally seeing double. All my bros bought me so many lobster claw shots that I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know a lot. And when it got totally quiet when you opened that door, I mean, that was like an awkwardness I'd never felt before. And I wanted to crawl out of my own skin and somehow go back in time. But it was like no big deal, it was not even that big party of mine.
I totally understand, and it wasn't until I got back inside that I realized they hadn't even put on like a party hat or a fun pair of glasses. And you were probably like, this guy isn't dressed, what is he doing outside, it's awkward.
Right, and then you came back in a party hat and big glasses.
I did come back and you were like, gone at that point.
Yeah.
And I had to follow the tracks, which is difficult to do when everyone swims in the sea.
Yeah, right.
Can I just say something? It started off small.
Yeah.
Then you showed up.
Uh-huh.
And at that moment, I was really, really close to talking to this squid, who looked over and said, hey, who's that kid who's wearing party glasses and a hat? And that is when the party got quiet, silent.
So there's like a squid who's like, wants to know who was me? The squid was asking about me.
Yes. 7 years ago.
Okay.
He was talking to a squid.
All right.
And for 1 second, the squid said, who is this kid? And
but not in a sexual way at all.
We're not
the
really
squid
sure.
was not interested in you. It was more of a curiosity. Like, who's that? And why are they here?
That squid's phone number.
No, man. He's just saying, like, so much was happening.
Okay,
but it started off totally small.
It started off small.
Totally small. Totally, totally small.
And then you DM'd other people to show up. I remember when both my parents were leaving the house. And I was like, where are you going? They were like, check your DMs. And I was like, fine. But there's the thing in my DMs. They said, oh, never mind. We're going to get pizza, which I thought was strange because I'd never heard of that.
It started off small. There was...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping Dogs Lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Pizza at the party that we all ate.
Started off small, we did all get into a party cracking and go till dawn.
It started off small, but then it got bigger than we could have imagined.
But which just sort of happened.
It just sort of happened.
The important thing to remember is it started off small.
Did it start out small? Will these whales eat any more humans, or will they go back to the sea? What's happening in that crypt? And what makes a crypt, and who keeps the crypt keeper? Find out when we return to the second half of
Bones and Whales and Candy!
Perfect. Bones and Whales and Candy, the musical. It's perfect, never change.
I never change it.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics. Welcome back. When we last left the Bones, Whales, and Candy, the Bones were hiding out in a crypt. T, Ty, and Bryce, and Bethany seeking refuge from the whales, which had learned to walk on land. Also, there's a candy store nearby. What will happen now in this, the second act of Bones, Whales, and Candy?
Bab. Bab.
Yeah.
I want to revisit it one more time, okay? The roast is in the oven and we have 42 minutes, so I just want to revisit one more time.
Okay.
Don't you think that maybe in this, the trick-or-treat month, we should be keeping this store open just a little bit later than 5?
I got programs to watch. Oh. I'm watching the Halloween Bake Off, the Halloween Decorate Off, the Halloween Craft Off. Oh. I got stuff to do.
Jason, we see you and we understand that you're here. And yes, you've told Dad.
What I've been saying.
Jason.
God.
Jason.
Oh.
Jason, I'm sorry. Have you finished your Spanish 2 homework?
Has someone forgot how their manners work?
Are your manners broken right now, Jason?
Did someone not do their etiquette homework?
Lo siento, mi madre y padre.
Okay, okay. Gracias.
Good.
Did you? Now, I'm talking to Dad, but it's okay that you're here. But if you want to be here, okay, raising now you're taking it too far, a passive aggressive
raise a hand. I see
how
you're sarcastically raising your hand. And that's
not going to get you.
I'm going to go finish my Spanish 2 homework. But I'm just saying I have a lot of good ideas in this candy store and no one listens to me.
Jason, actually, I do listen to you and that's why I'm talking to Dad right now.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. Jason made a good point, Bab, that is we have on demand. And so you can actually watch those programs anytime you want. And I think maybe in shifts, we could keep the store open. At least, maybe a Thursday to Sunday, we keep it open till 7 or 8.
Well, look, ever since everyone had to become a gossip, whale food, or a skeleton, it's hard to find good help. It's just us and the family here running this place. And quite frankly, that's appointment television. If I got to watch a lady make a zombie cake out of rice cereal treats,
yeah.
I got to watch it as it's happening.
Bab, that's just not true.
Because then I'm going to go on Reddit and I'm going to see who wins that round.
That's what I'm saying, Bob. Stay off of Reddit.
I'm addicted to Reddit.
Okay, fine. Give me and Jason permission because it's your Bob's candy. It's your store. Okay, I married into this candy family, and that is your son who wants to take over the throne if you'd let it. Jason, we hear you at the door. Just come on in, bud.
Just, it's a
Dios
family.
Mio! It's just like, we don't even have a social media presence.
Well, yeah, my grandfather never had one either, and he did just fine.
You know what?
Well, Bab, he's in the rot hole. Is that what you want? You want us to all end up in the rot hole?
Bab.
Good.
We're thrilled. We didn't even know if skeletons would still want to eat candy. And as we all chose Skeleton 2, we know that we can eat candy. And that was a huge relief for us. So we should keep...
Oh, it tastes so good because of magic.
Because of the magic that we still don't quite understand.
Well, that's what we're thinking it is. But it could just be that the candy's been good the whole time.
Well, of course, sweetheart. But we no longer have tongues to taste it. So it has to be magic.
You don't have to tell me, honey.
We can taste it because of magic. Not it tastes good.
Bab, don't talk about our lack of tongues in front of Jason.
You know who does still have a tongue? It's our son, Jason.
Okay. Now, he chose to be a gossip, and we said, you get to choose, okay?
That was a tough decision.
That was a tough decision.
But he is a growing boy.
He's a growing boy, and he's going to be a man soon. He wanted to know, and we still don't know if you can change your mind one day if Jason's had enough of being a gossip.
The rules are real loose here.
They're real loose, and we don't understand the breadth and depth of magic. So, sweetheart, Jason, do you want to say anything? Do you want to be a skeleton like me and Dad?
Or do you want to continue to be a gossip? It's fine either way.
It's fine either way. We just want to know.
I don't know. I don't want to make this decision right now.
Okay, fair enough, sweetheart.
I want us to have a TikTok and to stay open up past 5. We gotta have a marketing strategy to get people in here. Saints alive, it's like we are dying and not doing nothing about it, even though we could fix it all. Nobody listens to me.
Back in 1851.
Oh, God!
My great-great-grandfather sold rock candy to the Union Army as they went down to Appomattox. They needed sugar to keep them fighting the fight. And that's why we still close at 5 at night.
But now the times have changed. Literally, we changed all time to specific
time.
But maybe we should change and see that our son, well, he's terrific. Now, hey, I might be Bones, but here's a gossiping thing I heard. Holding on to the past is something that is so absurd. You didn't just sell taffy and rock candy, Bob. When you were Jason's age, you said, Dad, we should also have ring pops. And wasn't that you doing a TikTok? Just like Jason is now. Are changing.
Juicy Jewel of flavor you can live.
I'm willing to listen, but even though I don't have a heart, I still do have sort of a heart. I think that's the magic.
The magic, probably.
The magic.
But I love tradition and I want to keep this place the same.
But maybe times change. Specific time we've changed to a terrific chance to change to.
Okay, look, Jason.
Yeah.
I love you.
Oh.
And you've been talking about this TikTok for a long time. You finished your Spanish 1 homework, and then now you're working on your Spanish 2 homework.
See?
And I gotta tell you, I'm real proud of you. So if this TikTok doesn't interfere with your schoolwork or your tasks here at the candy store, I suppose you can make some wacky dance videos and post them.
Muchas gracias. Muchas, muchas, muchas gracias.
There's something at the door.
Trick-or-treaters already?
Oh, three giant whale costumes. Those
great
are
costumes.
Great costumes.
Are those inflatable?
How does that?
A couple people stacked on top of each other?
Oh,
like
my
someone's
gosh,
on
Bob,
someone's
I
shoulders?
Don't know.
Like, remember when we went up to the lake and had those chicken fights in the pool?
Oh,
my gosh, Bob. Oh, yeah.
I don't know why we didn't just do that in the lake. We were doing it in the pool that was at the resort. Remember that? Which is a whole lake we could have done these chicken fights in, and
yeah,
you could have been up on my shoulders like that.
The pool is cleaner, and it's closer to the arcade.
Yeah, Jason, you don't understand, though. Back when your father and I were teens, it was all about being who had a lake house, and that was huge.
Okay. Yeah, and we went up there, but then there was a series of murders at one of the lake houses, and we stopped going up there for a long time because they were unsolved, and we weren't sure who maybe did them.
Yeah, and it was
Sounds like that's why we did it at the pool then.
Yeah, and that's why I think that was the beginning of us switching to the pool. Bob.
Oh, it could have been that, yeah.
You
the
know
pool's
what?
Got a water slide.
Yeah, now we take you back there. That's
you
right,
you can get
Jason.
Virgin daiquiris at the barn.
Yeah, to this day, though, there's still a couple murders that happen every year that nobody
couple
knows,
murders.
And they are
just
gruesome grizzly
nobody
murders.
Nobody cares about your old gruesome grizzly murders.
Jason?
I mean,
there's a bunch of freaking whales outside wearing bibs, and I don't understand why.
Jason, I try to just have patience as a mom of a teen because, you know, it's a lot of two steps forward, one step back kind of energy, but I can't believe you're talking to us this way 2 seconds after a dang breakthrough, okay?
Okay.
It's making me feel a little like I'm coming to the end of my bones.
No,
that
Darlene, calm down.
Well, Bob,
it makes me
feel like there's no progress to be made with this boy.
No, I'm sorry, Mom. Just like, if I'm being totally honest.
I'd love for you to be.
I'm freaking wigged out about these three
whales. I'll go handle the whales, okay?
I want you to go out there. They're scary and they're wearing bibs and they're all drooling.
Oh, okay, it's fine.
Now I'm touched because that came from a place of fear, and I feel happy that you admitted that.
Just freaking love you guys, and don't you get chomped by big whales.
Oh, that's not going to happen. I'll go handle these kids, and then we'll close up for the night, and we can go home and watch Holiday Crepe Paper Wars.
Now, that one is appointment.
Okay. Hey, guys. Hey, we're not open no more. We're closed for the night, and it's not Halloween yet, so we're not really trick-or-treating yet. So if you're looking for candy, we open tomorrow at 10:15.
Oh, isn't that a shame?
Your hours are 10:15 to 5?
What's with your store?
In the month of October?
It's the Mo of October, bro.
It's the Mo of October, bro. And I'm sorry.
Well, look.
If there's no candy, then maybe I could go for some bones.
Oh, yeah, we don't sell those. That's a candy. Those are like candy cigarettes. We found that they actually sort of promoted cannibalism when we had those candy bones. You know, these cannibals would show up and they'd start eating the candy and go like, these don't taste like real bones. And we had a real problem with them, so we stopped carrying bones. Anyways, back in the Civil War times, you couldn't open before 10:15 because...
Chomp.
Ah!
Chomp!
My arm! Yeah!
Bab! Bab! Oh,
Mom,
my gosh, Jason, you were right!
Close the door. Lock it. Lock the other lock. Close the window. Make sure that...
Whales! Whales!
Whales! Whales!
Come
whales.
To me! I know they're in there.
Whales? Was that a whale sound?
Did you guys hear that?
Who...
Yeah, I heard it, and it made me freeze in my tracks.
Who shouted whales come to me?
Yeah, who shouted whales come
to
me? I feel
like that was maybe the leader of the whales.
Oh,
sort of saying, like, come over here. We can do whatever it is we are going to do that is nefarious.
Oh, the leader. Wait, should we have to go back in the sea? Carl, lay it down for us. What just happened?
I'm sorry. I thought I was a skeleton right now, but I guess I'm still a whale. I tasted those bones and I felt like I became bones. Anyway.
Have bones within us, Carl, because we still maintained our whale bone skeletons. I just chomped that guy's arm off and then we heard a sound. And that's what I know.
That was my blood-curdling whale howl.
Okay.
So,
guys,
okay.
We gotta be more. Okay.
I think we've established.
Pause. Things. We gotta pause real quick. Sorry, I know no one likes it when I do this. We gotta talk about whale protocol.
Spence.
It's all fun and games until everyone starts doing whale howls and everyone gets confused. No one knows what's going on, so it might not be fun, but safety first.
You guys, also, I have to tell you, I chomped that guy's arm. Mm-hmm. And he collapsed into a pile by the door, but his arm is wiggling within me.
As I understand skeleton magic, they're basically indestructible, but you can separate them from each other.
But that arm will spend the rest of its eternity trying to reunite with its other bone parts.
You might want to burp that up, my
dad. All right, guys, look away, okay? I'm not going to be able to do this if you're looking.
Oh, okay.
Look away, Spence.
I can't, sorry.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Look away.
This is why you weren't invited to the bachelor party. God.
Wait, what?
Oh, shit, Carl.
I mean, it was just very small. I mean, it wasn't.
Did you howl while I barfed, man? Did you howl while I hurled?
I couldn't help it.
I'm clearly not wanted here. I'm going to run away.
Spence, fine. Honestly, fine.
Just leave him.
Okay.
I'm going to go hide over here.
Oh my God, Jason, open the door. That arm is crawling back towards the bile of your dad. Jason, open the door.
Okay.
Oh, Bab, you're reforming. Oh, thank God, sweetheart. I thought I had lost you.
Why would a whale be up here on the earth walking around trying to eat us? We're not whale food. We didn't pick that.
Times changed.
We didn't pick that.
We didn't pick whale food. You're right.
How did I? I'm freaking out. How are these guys up here at all?
I don't know. It's super rude of them to not honor the choice that we made for who we wanted to be.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know that whales. I wonder if they knew. You know, it was a human edict from President Jimmy Carter, who we reelected in this year of our Lord 2035.
He was still eligible to because he only did one term. He could run again, right?
Yeah,
that's why we were able to vote for him.
Yeah,
that
that's
second time around.
That's
honestly,
right.
Though, it was. I'm just so.
I'm not sure we should have voted for him,
like
though.
TikTok have
he
survived.
Is pretty old.
They're so future-proof.
Yeah. Well, and also, it's like a reanimated version of him because he found the magic. And then, you know, it's a whole thing.
I don't get into
time.
Politics that
we
much.
We don't
if
have
I'm
time.
Grand Sorcerer, President Jimmy Carter, Carter 2, which is the same president, but we just titled
it. But he's back again.
Back again.
Non-consecutive
back,
terms.
Back again. Oh. We gotta do something about these chompy whales.
All right, they're heading right for the crypt, which, as you know,
well, that one is. It looks like it's crying. It's bolted over.
Oh,
there.
That.
Oh, that poor guy. That's like you when you played T-ball and you didn't get along with anybody on the team and we had to go and have a pizza party so that you could make friends and then nobody really wanted the pizza because we did frozen pizza parties and people said, I wanted to get like a, you know, from a pizza joint.
We had them over and had a bunch of Red Barons and it just did not have the same
I really thought that would work and make friends for you, but it didn't really work.
Bryce, Ty, do you guys hear that?
Oh, sorry, I thought I was a whale for 1 second.
Oh, no, man, it's a lot of changes in 3 days. You guys, I hear it too. There's something above this crypt. I mean, I know we're above ground, but it's like almost like it's sitting on our roof.
There is a drawer in here, so like I'm thinking this might be a mausoleum, but
it honestly could be a mausoleum. I don't want to make any assumptions.
It's
just
easier
to
say
best.
Crypt, so like I've always called it a crypt, but anyway, I do hear that sound. Oh.
I hear that sound. Bryce, do you want to clasp mandibles?
Yeah. My class ring still fits on my bony, bony hand. I put it into your bony, bony hand, and then we take a stroll around the graveyard.
If I wore a letterman's jacket, I would give it to you. But I chose a letterman's cardigan and I left it in my locker at school. But just imagine I'm draping it over you so hard. And yeah, I'll take a walk with you round the graveyard, going steady, steady,
steady, steady.
Without any skin, I'd ask you to dance with me, then I'd ask you again.
Ooh, what am I supposed to do with this boutonniere? I can't put it on your tuxedo. It's like, what is it doing here?
We don't need that stuff anymore. We threw it all away. We're just skeletal bones coming closer every day.
We're going steady, steady,
going steady,
steady with you.
We're going steady, steady, going steady,
steady.
First dance is to what I used to fall asleep to when I had anxiety. Whale sounds.
Yeah. And I can't believe that in just a couple of months, you're going to probably go to Big State University. I'm going to go to Coastal College. But we'll still write letters and we'll still, so I'll send you pictures and we can FaceTime and except, you know, maybe the camera will have some trouble because we'll figure it out.
We're going to figure it out because here's what I know. Steady, steady,
steady, steady,
steady, steady, steady,
going steady with you.
Hey, ow, something's got, let go of my foot.
I'm sorry, I'm stress eating.
Oh my gosh, it's a whale with feet.
I'm sorry, I'm just so sad. None of my friends want to hang out. Did you invite me to the bachelor party? They got a party cracking, and it was everyone talks about the pizza.
What are you talking about, bro?
What?
Whale, listen, if you eat my boyfriend's foot. It's just going to kick you from the inside till it's reunited with his skeleton, okay? Whoa. That's being super short-sighted.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
What?
He said boyfriend.
Oh my God, Bryce. This
They're
is huge.
They're fooling boyfriend Bryce.
Look, Whale, I got to tell you something, and I don't think you're going to like this news.
That's okay. I'm very vulnerable, and I'm open to sort of any information right now.
Hey, Bryce. Be gentle with him, okay? Be impeccable with your word.
Be
and your
impeccable
best.
With your words.
You got it. Look,
don't
pal.
Don't make assumptions.
Okay, well then, Spence, is that your name? You were crying Spence wasn't invited. Mm-hmm. Spence, I need you to agree to not make assumptions about me and my friends, okay?
I'm going to give you the straight truth.
Did I make one? I don't think I did.
Well, it seemed like you were acting out of a place of fear, like you thought we were going to be mean to you, and I need you to just not make assumptions, and I need you to also not take things personally.
Spence.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it's like in the whale world, but up here ocean. On Earth.
We call it ocean.
Okay.
I don't know these things.
Just be impeccable with your words.
I am, okay. And I'm learning.
Okay.
I'm doing my best.
We're doing our best.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Our president made everyone choose.
Carter, too.
We could be skeletons, gossips, or whale food. Uh-huh. And I got to tell you something, brother. Only 4 of us picked whale food. Every other human being chose skeleton or gossip. So I don't know how many human... I don't even know what it looks like when a human chooses whale food, but 4 people out of the millions of people on the planet chose whale food.
Okay, I see what happened.
And that's not us, bro.
Okay.
No one here. We all picked skeleton or gossip.
Okay. What's a gossip?
We think it's just like a regular person, but like they
no changes,
are prone to...
No changes, but you gossip all the time?
You gossip all the time, and I think you start to have slight goblinish ears, and that's kind of it.
I'll be honest with you. Everything I see looks like a skeleton, and maybe that's like skeleton magic that I'm feeling deeply. I'm not really clear with it. I'm still working out my issues with the transition.
And to be honest, we don't understand what the magic is. We don't understand its breadth, its depth, or how exactly it works.
We've only had sort of one effect from the magic, and then it's that we have feet now.
Wow.
Okay. So
okay,
this is
cool.
A thing. Yeah.
This is new for you, too. We're all experiencing a lot of change, and that can be super hard.
Well, thank you for being honest with me about the fact that you're not whale food. Mm-hmm. And I will try to respect that you are not whale food. We just sort of started seeing delicious people plop into the water.
But how many of them?
4.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all
that's
of them.
That's not a very big sample
but it's
size.
Just, you have to understand how fast word spreads in whales community when someone's like, I just ate the most delicious thing. And you all of a sudden you're like, well, my parents ate pizza for the first time and I'd never had it before. And then you feel real left out. So there's a sort of a FOMO in whale culture of people really wanting to be able to cheat. If there is a new hot thing, they're going to sort of jump the gun and want to go and chase that. But it seems like we've sort of put the cart in front of the whale horse.
It's like the host of my favorite show, Crate Paper Wars, says, if you can't crate, then create a different way to be great. And those are wise words from Millie Bobby Brown, who's kind of had a resurgence in her career once she found hosting. Also, once she became a skeleton.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you've made me feel a lot better just by talking to me.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, sometimes just hearing your thoughts out loud can really help you process them.
I have to go talk to some of my fellow whales.
Okay, can I just give you advice before you go?
Mm-hmm.
Be impeccable with your words.
Okay.
Don't make assumptions.
Okay.
Don't take things personally.
That one's hard for me.
Yeah.
There's like a breadth of evidence to suggest that in my particular situation, I should be taking some things personally.
Sure. But as much as you can control it, try not to. Okay. Always do your best.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't create it your own way.
Your own way.
To be great.
To be great. The fifth truth.
Spence! Ooh, Spence! Spence!
Hey, I'm... Sorry I ran before. I know I was upset as why, I'm not really sure. But now I've just sort of calmed down after I watch you throw up bones. And I'm going to try to be impeccable with my words to share with you what I know. There is no way
up here just bones. There was four people who choose whale food. Why? I don't know, but someone already ate them. And now they are gone. So when it comes to chomping these people, we need to move on. But I've also learned, when God doesn't give you whale food, you need to make your own whale food. You need to create and make it great.
That's what we were hoping you would say. And we just had our own realization, and we have something to say. If I were getting married now, you'd be at my bachelor party.
That means so much to me for you to say that here. I think being left out made me act adversely. I was creating my circular fear. It was like I was so afraid to fit in, so then I didn't fit in, and I was like, I just never fit in, and so I would never fit in. Worrying about not fitting in is actually what made me not fit in. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. And also, we've made our own whale food.
What?
Well, we'll still have the whale food we got from the sea.
Normal,
the regular
ocean
stuff that
whale
we
food.
Tastes great like the new whale food, but that's the way that it has got to be.
And it came from me. I convinced my dad to sell candy to whales, and it turns out the whales like candy. It really put some wind in their sails.
It was like, yes, I can go every day, and I can eat krill and fish, but could you just stay open later? Could you grant our wish? And now, once a month, they're gonna dump ring pops, as long as we pose for this guy's TikToks.
Yeah.
So once a month, they're gonna give us ring pops.
You pose for my TikTok.
Oh, Jason, we're so proud of you.
What a great idea. I'm sorry my eyes were closed to the way that you wanted to do things.
That's okay. And honestly, the more that I talk to the two of you and realize what you've built here, I couldn't do it alone. I no longer want to be a gossip. I want to be Bones.
Oh, that's lovely, sweetheart. I mean, whatever you want, we support you.
We sure do.
It's nice because I think we understand some of the rules day by day. And
I think we have the least of the grasp on gossip. Yeah, this seems like a good choice, I guess.
Yeah, we don't know. We're open to switching back. But
more that I think about it, from what I gather so far, it's like a pretty negative identity.
Yeah.
And that's not what I'm about right now in
that's
this
great.
Moment.
You're talking gossips?
Guys. Quiet down, all right? The roast is coming out. It's just in time for our favorite show. Hi, it's me, Millie Bobby Brown, here to remind you that if you can't create, then create your own way to be great. Oh, I love her. To be great.
Oh, what a show. You got to be here at 8 o'clock sharp when it comes
on. Nothing like watching it live. You're right, Dad. Some things are better as a live event.
You know what I say.
You can watch it later.
These crate makers take everything they do and turn it up to 11. Remember?
I don't get it. Is there a joke that she's telling there?
I think it's an incredibly archaic reference she played a
11.
While ago.
For what?
Okay,
remember two decades ago?
Remember Netflix?
Remember Netflix, sweetheart?
Okay, yeah,
remember we were up at the lake house, there were a bunch of murders, and we said maybe we should just Netflix and chill. Oops, I'm sorry. Oops, that was it. Sorry, Jason.
Well, Jason, why do you think you're here?
Well, that's Jason, okay. Sorry. No, sometimes your parents took it to the bone zone.
We almost named you a cabin in the woods, okay?
Speaking of the bone zone. Sorry, we just came over because we noticed the door is open and it's late at night. Are you guys open selling candy later at night?
Is our wish come true?
Is our wish come true?
Is our wish come true? You know what? come on in.
Yay! You gotta sell 11 a clove for sure. You gotta sell candy in the month of Mo.
And so it was that my decree that everybody should become skeletons, gossips, or whale food changed the way that the American economy went ahead and did its own business. I'm just sitting here in my rot hole. I like it in here. It's warm. The smell is real funky. And nobody really bothers
great,
me in
great
here.
Grandpa Jimmy.
I'm coming out. Don't worry, I'll be up in a second.
We got some peanut brittle for you.
Oh, you know I can't pass up a peanut brittle. Anyway,
Mr. President, I'll need to try some of that peanut brittle for you before you do, just for safety.
No problem,
even though I don't
Smokey.
Think you can be poisoned, even though you are.
I appreciate that you, the Secret Service agent that is next to me at all times,
Smokey. Yes.
Well, that's your code name. I don't know your real name, because if I did, I might reveal that if I were tortured by whales or something crazy.
Hey, guys, do you think we could turn off this announcement from Jimmy Carter, too? It's kind of going off the rails.
God, this... I just get back to the show that I like to watch.
I don't know. I feel like it was just wrapping up and maybe tying a whole bow in this situation.
Oh, real? Okay, I'll turn it back on. Okay, sure.
And so if you are a bone or a whale or a gossip, I think we can all agree. Octo is the mo where candy can flow.
Octo is the mo where candy can flow.
Gosh, the end. Give it up one more time for Scott Passarella. Scream of pianist, pianist of screams.
Give it up for Fret Morris. That feeling when the chord hits you with an axe.
The Axeman.
Fret on the fret.
Give it up for Mark McConville of Crips and Graveyard.
Giving you Mark McCon thrills
and Mark McCon chills.
Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. My gosh.
This was real fun.
You are, aside from an incredible pedal steel guitar player on Instagram, gotta check it out. Where can the people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. Mark McConville. That's the handle. You can find me on the Super Ego podcast. You can find me on Stitcher Preams. Stitcher Screams. I have a little show called Mascots where we talk about fuzzy furry mascots.
Oh my gosh.
We love it.
In your Stitcher Dreams. Guys, happy Halloween.
She's not saying she'll listen to it in your dreams.
No,
she's saying it's a thing
of your dreams.
I understand, I think.
I know. Just
Freddy Krueger, right?
You know what?
Yeah.
I wasn't being impeccable. And I ought to be, because I agreed to it. But you know what I was? Doing my best. Oh, thank you so much, everyone. This episode, once again, we're out of time.
Forget, yeah.
We did
Hopefully,
forget.
Brought to you by Woodbird the Wooden Frog. Sometime we'll figure out what sound the Wooden Frog makes. Not today. Keep it as a Halloween mystery for later. And as we say at the end of every podcast of Off Book, if your candy store's not open late,
you're going to need to create your own grate.